وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to yet another program of Islamic Economy, a program in which we try to discuss different aspects of Islamic economy. We look at what Islam would like to say with regard to spending money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether Islam encourages interest or discourages interest, for example, and whether Islam is concerned for the salvation of the poor or not, and how can or what are the strategies Islam has given to remove the barrier between the rich and poor, and many other issues pertaining to Islamic economy, which inshallah we will discuss. We were discussing a very important deed that has been encouraged in Islam after zakat or with zakat, and that is sadaqa mustahabba, that is giving the poor rate or giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recommended charity. When you look at sadaqa wajiba, that obligatory sadaqa, we talk about zakat, which is obligatory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made it obligatory. And for those people who have the items on which zakat is wajib, they must give. But with regard to sadaqah, it is mustahab. It is not something which is compulsory. It is recommended. And we looked at different merits of this recommended sadaqah. And thereafter, we also talked about two important categories of sadaqah. One is sadaqatul sir and the other is sadaqatul alaniya. The open sadaqah and the secret sadaqah. Sadaqatul sir means that secret sadaqah, given in private, no one sees you while you give and you help in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You even cover your face so that the person who is receiving does not see you. This was sadaqatul sir, and we also looked at the advantages of sadaqatul sir, and we also mentioned a very beautiful incident of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam that was narrated by his son Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam tried to describe how Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam would give charity at night while he covered his face so that the person who is receiving does not know that it is Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam who is giving. And we said this is the gist of how to give sadaqah secretly, and we would benefit from the effects that have been mentioned in the traditions. Today, inshallah, we will look at open charity. And charity openly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this kind of charity mean? And when we say openly, what do we actually mean? There is a beautiful hadith that has been narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam with regard to open charity, where he says, Sadaqatul alaniya تَدْفَعُ سَبْعِينَ نَوْعًا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. We covered this before. But because this statement covers this kind of charity, we would like to mention it again and then discuss what is this open charity and why should we encourage it among ourselves and how does it transpire. So in this tradition, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam basically says that sadaqah given openly dispels 70 kinds of calamities. And obviously, 70 kinds of calamities we mentioned before, that doesn't mean 70 per se. This 70 is from the adadul kithra, numbers that reveal abundance. That means an abundant number of calamities he would be prevented. This is the advantage of giving sadaqah openly.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب.
A very important thing that we must realize is that open sadaqah or giving sadaqah openly facilitates an environment of encouraging others to give sadaqah. Very important thing, worthy of realization. Sometimes you are in a place whereby somebody comes and asks for some charity because somebody is ailing, he doesn't have money for his cure, for example, and he comes to the mosque and announces this among the Muslims, and you find that a group of Muslims give money and they give a substantial amount. The others are encouraged to give. Why? Because they also say that why should we not give? This is also our right to give. So encouraging charity is when a person does charity openly, when he gives it near everybody, he doesn't hide. Obviously there are times when a person should hide, you know, at night, when those poor people who would not like to even beg, but they know that they are poor. To these people you are told that go and give sadaqah, because these people deserve sadaqah, and give them in a respectable way. But there are some people who, because of a lot of destitution and because of ignorance, would come openly and say that I am poor and I am needy in a place which is open. And if a group of people say that we would give a certain amount of money, the others would be encouraged. This is known as open charity, and it is so important that you will find that those people who deny religion and deny the truth, they are known as those people who don't encourage others to give openly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in Surah Al-Haqqah, verses 33 and 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of the left hand. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ Indeed, he had no faith in Allah, the All-Supreme. And then he continues and says, وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ And he did not urge the feeding of the needy. Observe here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimands these people who get their books in their left hand, that number one, that they did not have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and number two, they did not encourage others to feed the needy. So encouraging others itself is something very, very important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in this beautiful chapter of the Holy Quran. Again, we have another verse that is similar to this, but in another chapter, and that chapter is Surah Al-Ma'un, chapter 107 of the Holy Quran, and it talks about the beliers of religion. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ Have you seen the person who belies the religion? That is the one who drives away the orphan, number one. And number two, وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ And he does not urge the feeding of the needy. That means, you know, he doesn't urge other people. If he cannot do it, he doesn't urge other people. Now, how do we urge other people? Urging other people has a strategy. One of the very important strategy is this, that you give openly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala near other people. When a person comes and asks for some need or asks for some wealth or some anything that he needs, and you give it near other people, you are actually encouraging others to give him also what he needs. And this is what is very much encouraged. And sometimes obviously it can be also done by announcement that, you know, we have a brother who is needy and we would like to collect money for him. So this can also be another kind of strategy whereby you are encouraging others to feed the poor. In short, sadaqatul alaniya, that is sadaqa which is given openly, also has its advantage. And sometimes, you know, the situation is such that you cannot hide and give sadaqa, because the person comes near you, near everybody, and you are told, in different riwayat we are told, that la taruddu sa'il, the person who comes and asks you for anything, do not reject him. If you don't have anything, then smile at him and simple words say, inshallah, ala Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve your problems. But, you know, rejecting him and rebuking him is not what Islam encourages. And if you have some money, then however much you can afford, give it to him in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that is very much encouraged. There is a beautiful hadith that is worthy of contemplation. And that hadith is that al-miskeen Rasulullah ilaykum. It's a beautiful hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is reported to have said that the person who is a poor person, al-miskeen Rasulullah ilaykum, he is a messenger of Allah to you. What does this mean? This means, one of the possible meanings of this tradition is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to you so that you do not get problems. You are saved from the calamities. You have all the beautiful effects of the sadaqah. And that's why this person is encouraged to go to that person. So this is one of the very beautiful hadith whereby we come to realize that even giving sadaqah, or when a person who is poor comes and asks you, it is a ni'mah, it is really a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will look at this tradition in depth in our next session. With this, we come to the end of the program. In short, what we discussed in this episode is the open sadaqah, that is, when a person gives charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, what advantage does it have? And we came to realize that it really is a means of encouraging other people to give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'asumeen.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. O Allah, the most gracious. Ya Rabbi bin Mustafa, balligh maqasidana, waghfir lana ma mada, ya wasi al-karami. O my Creator, O Allah, fulfill our